And as stated previously, we are excited to have Sister Kendra Thaler with us this morning. We love and appreciate the Thalers, and we appreciate everything that Sister Kendra has done to help us with our music, and she also helps us with our office and several office tasks. And this morning, she's going to be sharing some great things with us again, so we appreciate her greatly. Sister Kendra, with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you now.
Okay, thank you so much, Brother Vic, and thank you for the kind words. The Thalers love Truth Church, and we love Pastor Clark and Sister Clark, and I'm thankful every time I have an opportunity to talk to you. I definitely count it a privilege and an honor. And so I just want to talk about a very simple thought this morning, but I had gotten into prayer early this morning and really felt to talk about this, and it kind of, you know, started personal with me, and I thought it might be a good thing to share as well. So I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 18, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5, and it says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." And today I just want to talk a little bit about the importance of us coming to God as little children. And so there's one particular characteristic that Jesus points out that makes children the greatest, and that is humility. And so God desires for us to be converted, to take on humility as a little child. And we do know that humility, there is so much emphasis on this in the Word of God, and the opposite of humility would be pride. And so God constantly wants us to make sure that we're converted to be like these little children who are very humble. And so I want to talk about viewing God as our Father in a personal way. So if we're going to come to Him as little children, we do have to view Him as our Father. And so if you think about children, they have great trust in their fathers and their father's ability to provide for them and protect them. A child isn't afraid to ask from the father exactly what they need. And I kind of have a funny example. My son, Simon, whenever he's hungry for something, he doesn't just say, "I'm hungry." He's got a specific thing that he wants. "I want bacon, eggs, and cereal with that cold milk," you know, not just any milk. There's a particular milk he likes. And so when it comes to the things of God, we can approach the Lord the same way with specific prayers. And we know that when we pray specifically, we get specific answers. A child isn't afraid to trust in the Father. There's complete confidence. Even if it's something that's totally new that the Father is asking the child to do. I remember being a child and thinking that my dad could do anything. And if he told me to do anything, I mean, if he told me to jump off the roof, "Kendra, jump off and I'll catch you," I would have done it without hesitation because I had complete confidence in my dad. And I believed it with all of my heart that he was going to catch me. And so that is how the Lord wants us to be with Him. A child is vulnerable and open to their father with their worries, their doubts, and their fears because they know he's going to have words of comfort. A child is pure, not jaded, resentful, or bitter. They love without discrimination. They're not thinking about what you did to hurt them. They just love unconditionally. They smile often. They laugh. They're carefree. Proverbs 16 and 20 says, "And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And so when we have this childlike attitude, we're going to be happy. The people of God should be happy. A child loves to ask questions, and God loves when his people inquire of him and seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word. And so when we view God as our Father, how can we approach him? I think it's important to note, you know, everyone has different experiences in their lives with their biological dad or whoever it was that was a father figure in your life. And I'm blessed that I had a good dad. My dad, I knew he loved me. He called me his princess. He took care of me. I had great confidence in my dad and love for him. He was a hard worker. But I know that that's not the case for everyone. And sometimes when you have those bad experiences with a father, you can kind of take that into how you view the Lord as your father. And I just want to encourage us to keep in mind that God's not going to hurt us. He's not going to leave us. He is a perfect father. And so for all of us, even if we've had good fathers, we still can have a perfect father who loves us and cares for us. And I want to go to another scripture. 1 John 4 tells us there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And so you think about when a child is born, it doesn't beg to be loved by its father. It's not asking the father, just love me, dad, love me. The father loves that child first, and that is the same way that the Lord is with us. And so I want to go to one more scripture, well, actually two more, but I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 7, and this is just reminding us how we can seek our father when we approach him with diligence and confidence. And it says, this is Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And so we can seek the Lord with this diligence and confidence, knowing that if we ask him for bread, he's not going to give us a stone, or if we ask him for fish, he's not going to give us a serpent. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And I'm sure you could hear just now on the line my little son Caleb coming outside, mommy, mommy. And that's how we can be with the Lord. We can go to him, any little need that we have, the smallest thing, the biggest thing, and we can boldly approach him, knowing that when we ask him of anything, that he can do it. And so just a very simple thought, but I really felt to share that. And I'm just so excited that we have a perfect father, and we can just humble ourselves like little children with everything going on in the world. We don't have to feel anxious. We don't have to feel uptight. We can just go to our Father. And so that's all I have for you this morning, Chief Church. God bless you.
And that was great, Sister Kendra. Once again, thank you, Sister Kendra, for that simple, powerful message and devotion this morning. Lord, help us to have the innocent faith of a child. And also, we heard that, Sister Kendra, that was a great visual and audio example of a child's voice. Boy, that was perfect timing. I don't know how you did it. You brought in that child's voice at the right time, Sister Kendra. Thank you for that.
I promise didn't time it.
Yeah. Well, it sounded good. It was all right. Yeah, Church, with that said, let's be mindful to be back on our couples devotion tonight. We have a surprise this evening, this Friday night at 7:15 p.m. for our couples devotion. We want everyone to be back on the line and be thinking, praying, and meditating on the great words that Sister Kendra shared with us this morning about the faith of a child, the innocent faith of a child. Praise God. God bless all of you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.